Do any of you watch the TV program called The Repair Shop?
我们当中有没有人看过有一个节目叫修理店的，在电视上的一个节目？
Well, I don't watch it very often either.
我也不怎么经常看这个节目。
But in this program, people bring old things that are broken or they are spoiled, clocks that don't work, toys that are broken.
在这个节目当中，人们就把一些旧的或者是破坏严重的或者毁坏了的东西，比如说像不会走的钟表啊，损坏了的玩具。
And things like beautiful bowls that have got cracks in them.
比如说一些很漂亮的这种碗盘啊，就是出现了裂痕的这样的东西。
And the repair shop takes them and makes them look beautiful, just like new.
然后这些呢，就把这些东西就带到这个商店之后呢，经过这些商店里面的这个修理店的人修理之后呢，就焕然一新，都好像是变成新的。
And in a way, that's what we are like, broken things that need to be repaired.
同样的原理呢，我们也是一个被破坏了的人类或者是物件，然后呢，我们是需要被修复，还原成新的。
So God's plan for us is to make us just like new.
神的计划当中就是要把我们人类呢变焕然一新，变成新的。
When God created the universe, He created the plants and so on as well as the stars and the earth.
当神创造我们人类的时候，他就为我们创造这个宇宙、这个世界，他创造了花草、树木和所需要的一切。
And then He created human beings so that we could relate to Him and work with Him and talk to Him.
他创造了这些所有的创造之后，他就才创造了人类，他为我们人类就可以和他一起很好的可以工作，有一个很好的关系。
We are told that we were to manage the earth and to care for it.
然后呢，上帝告诉我们，我们是要去管理他所创造的这一些东西，而且是并且是要照看、照顾这些东西。
We were made in the image of God.
因为我们是按照上帝的形象造的。
So we have similar characteristics to God.
我们是有一些跟上帝有一些相同的一些特征、特质性的特性。
So, in the eyes of God, we are more valuable than anything else He created.
在神的眼中，我们人类是比他所创造其他的这一些都好、都高大。God
planned the very best for us.
上帝呢，计划了就是给我们呢是最好的。And
He wanted us to know God and to know Him and enjoy Him.
他想让我们真的是来更深的来认识他，和他在一起，然后而且是并享受和他在一起的时间。But
then, of course, we sinned, and so our lives have been twisted.
当然呢，问题出来了，就是我们就犯了罪，我们的所有的东西都被扭曲了。And
of course, the Bible is all about how God. All about God's plan to repair us and make us to be what He originally wanted.
当然整本圣经都在展示，或者说就是神对我们的一个计划，就是把我们这个有罪的，怎么来把我们修造成他原来刚开始创造我们的模样。
So the passage we're going to look at today talks about one of the first steps God took to implement His plan for us.
我们今天早上要学习的第一件事就是我们第一步神的第一步的计划，就是要把我们恢复成原状的第一步的计划是什么？
The passage we will look at, well, the first part of God's plan is to do with Abraham.
第一步的计划呢，这个部分呢，它是神的计划，是他和亚伯拉罕的建立一个关系。
And actually, to begin with, Abraham's name was Abram.
但是呢，在这个第一步的时候，当时的亚伯拉罕在他叫亚伯拉罕之前的名字，其实他的名字叫亚伯兰。
So could we turn to Genesis chapter 11?
我们能不能翻到创世纪的十一章？
Genesis 11. Verses 27 to 32, just the last little section of chapter 11.
11章后面的27节到32节。找到的地方能报一列数。
Genesis 11, 27 to 32.
卡拉的后代记在下面，卡拉生亚伯兰、拿赫、哈兰，哈兰生罗德，哈兰死在他的本地加勒底的乌尔，在他父亲卡拉之前，亚伯兰、拿赫各娶了妻，亚伯兰的妻子叫夏撒拉，拿赫的妻子名叫利加，是哈兰的女儿。哈兰是利加和义家的父亲。撒拉不生没有孩子，哈拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。哈拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。
So, what was the name of Abraham's father?
亚伯兰的父亲的名字叫什么呢？
Tara. Okay. Tara, and then his children were,
Tara 的孩子是
Haran, Nahor, Abraham.
就是亚伯兰、拿赫和哈兰。
And, then there's Lot. Lot was the nephew of Abraham.
这里提到了一个名字叫罗德，然后这罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
So Lot was the son of Haran.
罗德是哈兰的儿子。
And Haran died when he was relatively young.
然后，但是哈兰呢，就在他相对比较年轻的这个年纪呢，就去世了。
So probably Abram looked after Lot when he was left without a father.
我们估计呢，就是在这个罗德的父亲哈兰去世之后呢，亚伯兰应该是就照顾罗德比较多一点，因为他是一个失去爸爸的孩子。
And Lot.Is referred to in quite a few chapters in Genesis.
然后呢，在这个创世纪当中呢，其实这罗德呢，在好几章中，好几章当中都是被提及的。
Verse 30 tells us something that's important in the story of Abram and the story of the Bible.
在第三十节当中呢，就是圣经告诉我们一个很重要的事实，而且是一个真正亚伯拉罕的一个事实，然后呢，是对我们整个计划是很重要的。
Sarah was not able to have children.
就是亚伯兰的妻子撒来是没有办法生育的。
And that fact comes up again and again in the story we read in Genesis and through the whole Bible.
萨拉 没有办法生育这件事情就影响了整个圣经当中提及了好多次，他影响了都会被提及他没有办法生育，然后这个故事就继续的发展当中。
Now, verse 31 tells us that Tara planned to leave Ur and go away around the desert and come back over to Israel on the Mediterranean Sea.
但是第31章的这个经节告诉我们，就是神让卡拉是有个计划，他要去到一个很远的地方，要绕过沙漠，去到一个地方叫以色列或者迦南地方，然后再绕回来这个以色列。
And we're not told why he decided to take his family there.
我们在圣经当中是没有告诉我们，就是为什么他啦，就是突然做了这样的一个决定，就是要去这个地方。
But they got about halfway there and settled and didn't continue on to Israel, Canaan.
但是呢。在圣经中告诉我们，就是他来决定要去的时候，但是他去这个是一条很长路之后呢，但是他没有走完全程，不知道什么原因，他就停在了一个地方，停下来了，就没有完成这个，他就在那里住下来了。
And they stayed there for quite a long time, and Terah the farmer, father died there.
当时呢圣经当中说了，就是他们在那里住了非常长的一段时间，而且他们是等到了他俩就死在那里。
So that's background about the life of Abraham.
这个呢就是在亚伯拉罕他出生的一个成长的背景。
So could we now read chapter 12 verses 1 to 9?
那我们现在能不能够请我们来读一下十二章的一节到九节，你插上来朗读。耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族故家，往我所指示你的地去，我必向你成为大国，我必赐福给你，向你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁，亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口都带往迦南地去，他们就到了迦南地。亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方伯利橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那地。耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从那里他又迁到伯利特东边的山支达帐篷，西边是伯利河，东边是二，他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。后来亚伯兰又渐渐迁往南地去。
This is a very important chapter in the Bible.
这一章经文呢在圣经当中是很关键很重要的一章经文。
God spoke to Abraham.
上帝呢跟亚伯拉罕说话。
We don't know how his family knew about God, but Abraham was able to know God and hear him.
我们不知道就是这个家族是怎么来，就是从什么开始或怎么样来认识神的。但是呢我们可以看到这些经文当中，亚伯拉罕他是能够跟他认识神，而且他是能够跟神对话的，能够听到神的声音。
So God gave Abraham some instructions and some promises.
在这段经文当中神呢就给了亚伯拉罕一些指示 一些，然后也给了他一些应许。
First of all, he said, leave your country, leave where you are now, and leave your relatives.
第一呢，他叫他的指示是说，你要离开你的国家，你要离开你的家族，然后离开你的家人。
And go to a place that I will show you.
你要去我所指示你要去的地方。
So, Abraham didn't know where he was going.
亚伯拉罕呢，直接其实他是不知道他要去的地方是什么，是在哪里。
God doesn't always promise to tell us when we start on, when we follow Him, where we're going to end up.
在我们学习的就是神告诉我们的这个事情呢，其实很多时候就是神要让我们做的事情，他常常是没有告诉我们，就是说你要去一个什么地方，然后在那个地方停住或者就结束了。
He may just say, I want you to do this.
他可能仅仅只是说，哎，我想让你做这件事情。
And when we obey him and do that, he will tell us what comes next.
当我们顺服他的指示，然后我们去了之后呢，他可能才会告诉我们，接下来你应该要做什么。
And if we don't obey God, then he won't.Continue to tell us where to head.
如果我们在第一步的时候我们就没有顺服他的指示去的话，所以那么神他也不会继续告诉我们你应该继续要做接下来要做的事情，他也不会告诉我们。
Secondly, God promises to make Abraham a great nation.
第二呢，神呢在这里应许他，亚伯拉罕会变成了一个大。
Now, you remember what verse 30 said in the last chapter?
我们还记得在十一章的三十节，在这个圣经当中说了一件什么事情呢？
That Sarah could not have children.
这个小孩子或者 Sarah 是没有办法生育的。
So how was there to be a great nation when they could not have children?
那比如说我们就想这怎么可能成他会成为一个大国呢，而在他妻子不能生育的这种情况下怎么可以变成一个大国。
But that's what God promised to Abraham because God can do the things that seem impossible.
但这就是神对亚伯拉罕的应许，因为神可以做我们认为这个是根本做不到。
And we need to know that and really believe it.
我们需要知道这件事情，而且呢，我们要真实的来相信这件事情是可以发生的，是真实的能发生的。
The third thing is that God also said He would bless Abraham, and Abraham would be a blessing to others.
第三个，他当中他也做第二，他说他要祝福亚伯拉罕，而且他也要亚伯拉罕成为别人的祝福。
So that was another promise of God.
这也是上帝对亚伯拉罕的另一个应许。
And then in verse 3, he says, God will bless those who bless Abraham.
在第三节当中，上帝呢又说，如果是祝福亚伯拉罕的人，神也会祝福他们。
And he will curse those who curse Abraham.
如果他也会诅咒那些诅咒亚伯拉罕的人。
But overall, he's saying all the nations and all the peoples around the world will be blessed because of Abraham, through Abraham.
但最后的总结就是，我们所有各个国家的人或者人都会，全世界的人都会因为亚伯拉罕而得福。
Not just the Jews who descended from Abraham, but for all people.
不单单只是亚伯拉罕的后代，就是犹太人能够得到这个祝福， 啊，所有的人全世界都能够因为亚伯拉罕而得到这个东西。
We will be like Abraham, we will be blessed by God and be a blessing to others when we obey Him.
我们也会像亚伯拉罕一样受到神的这个祝福，说当我们顺服神，然后我们听从神的话语的时候，我们像这亚伯拉罕一样，我们也会被神祝福，我们也会像亚伯拉罕一样会成为别人的祝福。
So, we need to ask ourselves, are we obeying God? Are we doing now what God has told us to do?
我们可以问自己一个问题，我们现在是否顺服神，是否顺服他，他想当我们要做的事情，我们是否去做的。
And if he is telling us to do some specific thing now,make sure we do it now.
如果当今天神对我们指示了一个非常具体的一件事情要做的时候，我们最好来就是去做。
Remember that God may not tell us why we are to do something. He may just tell us and wait for us to obey.
神可能没有解释原因，说你为什么要去做这件事情，但是他就只是告诉我们。
And this is what faith is about. Faith, trusting God, even if we don't fully understand, but we trust Him and obey.
这就是信心的意义，这就是为什么当神说的时候，可能我们在不清楚也不明白他。要让我们为什么让我们这么做的时候，我们选择去顺服去做的时候，这就是这样，我们可以真的真正相信和信好吗
？Now verse four tells us that Abraham did go, and then so he took his family and everything that he owned and moved right around to Canaan or the land of Israel.
第四节当中，他亚伯兰告诉圣经告诉我们，亚伯兰确实他就相信神话，他就决定走了，就去了，而且他带走了他的妻子、他的侄子罗德，还有牲畜，然后他说他，而且是绕过沙漠呢，就到了迦南地，也就是以色列地。
So verse 7 says clearly, God spoke to Abraham again and said, "I'm giving you this land."
在第七节当中呢，当他到达迦南地的时候，上帝很清楚的就跟他显现，然后直接就告诉他，这就是这地我要给你。
This is the place that I'm giving to your descendants.
这个地呢，也是我给你，而且是要给你的子孙后代的。
So Abraham then built an altar.
然后亚伯拉罕就筑了一座坛。
And he worshipped God.
然后呢，他筑这座坛是来为了敬拜神。
And he moved to another place and built an altar there and worshipped God.
然后呢，他又从这个地方的移到了另外一边，他又筑了一个坛，然后也敬拜神。
Why don't we?Build the altars and make sacrifices today.
那我们今天的基督徒为什么不再做坛了，然后也不再献祭了？
Because we know what Abraham couldn't know at that point.
那是因为我们现在所知道的是亚伯拉罕那个时候所不知道的事情。
We know that Jesus died on the cross.
我们知道耶稣基督死在十字架上
to pay the penalty for our sins,
做了我们罪的赎罪祭
So we don't have to build altars and sacrifice animals.
所以呢，我们就不用再筑坛，也不用再献祭物了
Jesus died once for all who will trust.
耶稣呢死这一次就付上了我们所有人的罪的代价。
But we are called to meet regularly.
但是我们被呼召出来，我们要定期的来聚集在一起。
And to worship and thank God.
来敬拜我们的上帝，来感谢和赞美我们。
So.Our circumstances are a lot different to Abraham's.
我们的现在的这个情况和当时的亚伯拉罕的情况是，很多的东西是不一样的。
But Abraham is an example for us in his faith and his trust and obedience to God.
但是亚伯拉罕呢是可以成为我们一个。相信神或者信心对神有信心信号神的这样一个榜样。
Now I'd like to refer to a couple of verses in the New Testament.
我会来引用一些新约当中的一些经文。
But before we do, I'd like you to look at one more verse near the chapter we've been reading.
但是在我们引用新约 的经文之前呢，我们再来看一节经文。
Genesis 15 verse
6。是创世纪十五章。verse
15 verse
6。第六节。
You can read it together, please.
Yeah, 我们找到那个。亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
That verse is quoted several different places in the New Testament.
这节经文呢是在新约当中被好几个地方都引用了这一节经文。
And now I'd like you to turn to two different verses in the New Testament. First one is in Hebrew.
然后我们来看一下这新约当中两节经文，第一节经文是希伯来书，第十一章。
Somebody give me a page.
是236页。
Okay. I confess that I put these verses on a thumb drive, but I, when we got here, I forgot all about them, so we'll read them.
Yeah, 麻烦您让一下，我其实已经把这几节经文都放在他的这个移动键盘里面，可是他来到这里的时候，他忘了。
So it's Hebrews 11 verses 8 to 10.
Abraham 好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒和俄一样，因为他们到那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
So somehow God showed Abraham that he had a plan for him.
不知道怎么样的，反正上帝呢，就是像亚伯拉罕呢，就是告诉他讲说他的计划。
He was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God.
他呢是期待着有这样的一座城，而这个城呢，它的根基是神所建造的。
So Abraham already understood that God had a plan not just short term in his life, but long term.
亚伯拉罕清楚的认识到，我们知道神的这个计划，对他的这个计划不单单是一个短期的在这个世界里面，而且是长期的另外一个计划。
And his plan that Abraham obeyed God.
他的计划当中呢，是跟亚伯拉罕是很顺服的关系。
Would lead the church about.The church of Jesus to spread all around the world.
这个呢是因为亚伯拉罕顺服神了，而亚伯拉罕将会因着顺服神的这个，而且他亚伯拉罕会带领教会呢，就传遍全世界。
And would lead us, those of us who believe, to heaven to live with him there.
而且呢，他的这个顺服的这个结果也会带领我们，就是我们所相信神的这一批人呢，都会与亚伯拉罕还有我们的主耶稣基督在天堂与他同住。
Now, the verse that we looked at back in Genesis 15, where that speaks about Abraham believing God.
我们在新约的这个他引用的一个就是在这个创世纪十五章六节的这个亚伯拉罕对上帝的这个信息的。
Is referred to in several places in the New Testament.
所以他在我们新约当中呢是被提及好几次。
We won't look at Romans 4 now.But Romans 4 says a lot about how that verse applies to you and me.
我们今天呢，我们就不再讲就是罗马书的第四章，因为他在罗马书的第四章当中呢，他也谈及到了亚伯拉罕的信心，是如何成为我们的这个榜样，或者是影响我们今天这个基督徒的这个生活模式。
But there is another, it's quoted also in the book of Galatians, so I would like you to turn for the final reference to Galatians chapter 3.
但我今天我想跟大家在看一节经文，是从加拉太书的三章，加拉太书这个经文重要。
Galatians 3 verses. First of all, read verse 6 and 7.
我们先读一下三章的六到七节。
正如亚伯拉罕
信神，这就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So the real children of Abraham are those who put their faith in God.
所以就是真正的亚伯拉罕的子孙是那些真的是以信心信仰以为本的这些。
And let's then read verse 9, please.
那我们来再来读一下接下来第九节。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So all who trust in Jesus will share the same blessing as Abraham.
所以，所有真正相信耶稣基督、信靠神的人，我们是得到的祝福是和亚伯拉神祝福亚伯拉罕一同会得到同样的祝福。
So like Abraham, we're not saved because we do good.
正如亚伯拉罕一样，就是我们得救并不是我们真的凭着自己的好行为。
We are saved when we really trust in God.
当我们真正得救是因为我们真的相信神。
And of course, Abraham was saved by the death of Jesus, just as we are.
当然亚伯拉罕的得救也是因为耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，正如我们得救也是因为耶稣
And that, of course, is when we really trust Him. So, to summarize, God called Abraham to leave his home and his family. He said, go, but he didn't say go where.
当时呢, 神跟亚伯拉罕的一个指示就是说, 出去, 你要离开, 但是其实是没有给他指示, 你要去哪里?
So God said, leave your country.
当神说, 你要离开你的国家,
but he promised Abraham the city of God.
但是呢, 神呢, 给亚伯拉罕的一个应许是, 神的神之城。
God said, leave your family.
神说, 你要离开你的家人,
but I will make you a great nation.
但是我会让你成为一个大国,
even when Sarah was childless.
即使是当时他的妻子在小孩,
God asked Abraham to do hard things.
神呢，就是呼召，只是亚伯拉罕呢，是叫他做一件事情，非常艰难的一件事情。But
he promised to bless him.
但是他也给他应许，他要祝福他。What
God asks us to do is always for our good and for the good of others.
神，每次神向我们做的事情，都是祝福我们的事情。
And this is the way God normally works with us all. He calls us to really trust Him. He often calls us away from things that we like and want. But He promises to bless us in other ways. And He promises us eternal life in heaven with Him. Are we really trusting God? And will we trust Him no matter what?
当我们真正相信神的时候，无论我们的生活当中发生了什么样的事情。The
cost of believing is always far better than we can imagine or
think.但是呢，相信的代价，我信服他呢，是所得出的结果，最后的结果是远远比我们想象的或者我们想要的要好。
Let's pray. Lord, we so often just automatically think in our own way and go in our own way. Help us to listen and to hear, receive your direction. Help us to truly trust you and grow in our faith. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.